Yes, it is.
It's Sherry Ward. How are you?
Fine and self.
Well, thank you. I'm quickly giving you a shout. I'm one of the leaders for B2C Global and the admin support management team.
Yes.
I believe that there's a bit of a problem with your father's account.
Why?
I don't want to get involved in any, obviously, politics or family drama, but he says that he cannot access his B2C Global account because somebody's refusing to give him the username and password so that he could obviously manage his own account due to a fallout that the chappie had had.
Okay, but where are you situated?
I'm in Johannesburg.
So, what do you want from me?
I need you to please, I'll send you a personal message with my personal email address. I need you to give me written consent to take over his account so that he can manage his own B2C Global.
Written consent. So I should go and type you a letter out.
Just an email, yes.
Ma'am,
even if you sent it to me on a WhatsApp, you're welcome to do that. Look, there's one of two options. You're either going to give it to me willingly or we're going to terminate both accounts and both investments will be lost. So those are the options.
So you are threatening me to cancel my investment even though I haven't done anything.
If you're taking your dad's money, yes, that's not okay.
Even if I haven't done anything wrong. You are threatening me to take my money.
You're in control.
Ma'am, I need you to think clearly what you are telling me now because this call is recorded and I will give this to my lawyer.
My name is Sherry Ward. Would you like my ID number?
Sherry.
I'll do that. In this company, we are very clear about how we treat other members. So you're either going to give me the consent for someone else's account that is not your money, that is not your account, or I'm going to take it. Those are your options. I will not be threatened. I will not be pushed around because I'm not your dad. And I think it's quite appalling that you are treating your parents like this, to be quite honest with you.
Can you Afrikaans praat?
No, I can't speak Afrikaans, and I'm not willing to speak Afrikaans. So you're either going to give me the consent for somebody else's account, or I'm going to take it. Those are your options. I actually phoned you as a courtesy. I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I think you should do the right thing here by giving your dad his details so that he can run his own account.
But first of all, did you at any stage ask me, do I have his details?
You do have his details. I've got proof that you've got his details because you've been logging into his account. Please understand that we know everything. We run this component. My team owns that component. So you're speaking to the actual very top person at B2C Global besides Stephen Twain himself. I'm appalled. I'm absolutely appalled that you are treating your dad like this. He's obviously an older man. He obviously can't run his own account, and you're holding him over a barrel.
Excuse me, you are appalled that I am treating him like this. You just said to me that you don't want to have anything to do with our personal stuff. So let me...
It's not a personal thing. That's how investors don't treat each other like that. We have a termination policy that if investors are rude or not above board with one another, we terminate them immediately because we do not tolerate those kind of people in this business. So I'm at the point now where we will give you your capital seed back and I will take control of the account and we're done and you can't invest with B2C Global anymore. I expect that email by the end of the day today. I'm going to send you a WhatsApp with my personal email. I'm also going to be sending my personal details so you can forward that on to your attorney if you like. And then I'm going to send you terms and conditions from B2C Global, the leadership team, the administration team, and from Stephen Twain himself. You can take it from there. You either give me the consent to give your dad his actual details and his account, or you give me no reason but to terminate both accounts, give your capital feedback, and then I'll sort your dad out myself. So what's it going to be?
I do not think the way that you are speaking to me and the things that you are threatening me with.
I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you what the terms and conditions are. You can choose them.
Without consulting me in a proper manner.
I don't have to consult you for anything. You need to give me the username and the password for your dad's account. so that I can help him to sort his finances out, because you're clearly not doing that anymore. If you don't want to give me the account details, then I'm going to take them. Those are your options. And I don't think I'm being unreasonable here. This is your father's money. It's not your money. It's not your money. So you should not be controlling that account to start with anyway.
Okay. So how did I get to control it?
That's not my problem. That's your and your dad's issue. The point is, he doesn't have the details. You do have them, and you're refusing to hand them over.
So this is the way you guys do business?
Yes, we do business the honest and the right way.
And the honest and the right way is only your way, because you don't even listen to me.
No, you know what? It's my team. It's my company. I decide how it's run, and we do not do business like this. Not, absolutely not. I'm a dictator, and things will be done the right way. And if you don't want to do it that way, then take your money out of BTC Global and go invest for L3T.
You know what? You could have asked me. You could have asked me a few questions
No, I'm not interested. I asked you for the details, and you said no. You said you're not going to send me the email. I actually phoned you quite courteously asking you for the details in an email, and you said no. So now I'm just saying to you, fine, if you've chosen not to send me the email with the details, then I'm just going to take them. Because what you're doing is absolutely wrong. I don't care about the drama. All I know is that your dad should have access to his account, and you're not giving him access to the account. That is a contravention of our policies, and it's downright wrong.
I do not think that you are fair in this situation at all. You don't
ask. You think it's not fair to give your dad his details?
It's not his money. First of all, you don't even ask me questions regarding the money.
I've seen a proof of payment. That's all I need to see. I've seen a proof of payment. It is his money from every single piece of documentation that we have. It's his money. And the accounts in his name. So were you committing fraud? Is that someone else's money with his name? Because you opened that account. Did you commit fraud then?
No, Sherry. I gave him money.
Oh, so then what you need to then do is go and seek legal
advice. That's why I say, all you can do is ask me where this money is coming from and why this is happening. It's not necessary to fight with me, Sherry.
In whose name is the account?
I've opened up everything for him together with the other team in Cape Town.
Okay, you're not answering my question. Do you have a hearing problem? I'm going to ask you one more time. Whose name is the account in?
Johannes Buitendag, JJC Buitendag. JJC Buitendag. Should I send you my documents as well?
Okay, then you've got two accounts, which is also a contravention of our policies. You're not allowed two accounts either. So don't try and get clever with me, because I'm actually just very annoyed, because now you're just lying to me. So what's going to happen today is both these accounts will be closed. You will receive your seed capital that you put in 2 weeks' time. So you miss a Monday's payment, and next Monday you'll get paid your initial investment back. And then your father's investment will be paid back to him, and he can open up a new account. Okay?
Sure.
Don't cherry me. I'm actually very irritated. You've wasted so much of my time. All you have to do is give me the email and sort out your own personal nonsense, and I don't have to be dragged into it.
Okay. I am willing to do that. But I also... I'm also asking you to be reasonable with me as well.
I am being reasonable.
You're not, Sherry.
Listen, I don't owe you anything. I don't even know who you are. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to send you my email address. You're going to send me consent so that I can give him his account so he can run his, you can run yours, and then everybody's okay.
No, I've got a better idea. You guys been sending emails to my email address.
Yes.
With his username and password.
Yes, because we're trying to reset
Can I finish, please? Can I finish? Send me your email address on WhatsApp, and I will simply forward that email to you.
Okay, so why didn't you do this when David asked you for it?
Sherry, not once did my father phone me and ask me for his own details. Not once.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Either way, it doesn't bother me. I just want the username and details so that I can sort out his account for him. I'll send you my email address now over WhatsApp, and then you can give me the consent so I can go into the back office, change the email address to his email address, and then give him the username and password so you can change it. That way,
okay,
it's secure, no one else can access it.
Why do I need to give you the consent if I only forward this email to you with the username
because
and password?
Because the email is in your name. You put the email as your email address. So I need to have the consent in order for me to change the information in the back office.
It's fine, Sherry. I'll do what you ask me. But I do not
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Okay, then. Bye.